are Fritzburg and bloodandfaith.com, 8 March 2024. I listened to a good portion of the State of the Union speech this morning. It was recorded, and unsurprisingly, the president, President Biden, starts off with painting about 50% of Americans as basically the most evil people that ever existed in the 20th century, compared them to the Nazis, which at some point you begin to wonder, what makes us evil other than that we're a white race. But he's done this consistently over the last several years. Paint Trump supporters, who are by and large, well, certainly not exclusively white, but there's a lot of white people, a lot of Christians, a lot of rural people that support Trump. And he is using his power as the president of the United States to demonize those people. And it could be my people, except I don't live in a rural environment. And they go out of the way to say these people are ignorant country hicks, white, ignorant Christian country hicks. And I just to throw it out there, I earned my PhD the old-fashioned way. I earned my PhD the hard way. I did some original academic research. I sat for a jury of tenured professors, and I was awarded a doctorate in philosophy in the field of history. And that doesn't work for me. White, Christian, highly educated, and you're going to demonize me and my brethren, my race. That doesn't work. Here's the problem. I've listened to a lot of State of the Union addresses and election speeches over decades now, and this guy has really gone out of his way to, instead of bringing the country together, to demonize, as President of the United States, to demonize half the country. And while he's demonizing, it's a very explicit group of people that he's demonizing. It's whites, it's rural people, it's Christians. And while he's doing that, he's breaking the law by fostering and encouraging an invasion of this country. And while doing that, he's rounding up every last person that had any connection whatsoever with January 6, 2021, and throwing them in jail, some without trial, for years on end. And while he's doing that, everybody that was involved in Antifa and BLM get a pass. And while he's doing that, he's bringing in military-aged men by the millions, encouraging them to break the law and invade our country. What's going on here? I'm encouraging you to look at the bigger picture of what's going on. In many ways, it's an ongoing coup against the people of the United States. And Biden is supported by a very particular group of people. You can call them globalists if you want. I get a little more particular than that. You call it whatever you want. And the country has been removed from us and taken over. And they're not going to give it up. They're not going to say, hey, Trump won the election fair and square and walk away. They're not going to do that. Biden has made it clear that Trump and his supporters are the very enemy of the existence of the United States itself. Therefore, it would be a dereliction of duty to allow him to allow Trump to assume office again in 2024, early 2025. So they're setting it up. They're brainwashing people. They've justified it. They've got all the universities on their side. They've got all the big corporations on their side. They've got every university on their side. And it's a full-on psyop to convince people that the smart money is to renounce this guy, his political opponent. And that's kind of where we're at. Does that mean civil war? It kind of means we're already in a civil war. We're in a civil war. It's not even a cold civil war. We're in a civil war now. When you're jailing your political opponents by the thousands now, and what I read that there's a combined, the combined sentences for the J6ers are somewhere just close to, it's over 900 years. They're trying to put the head political opponent in jail for 700 years. He just paid a $90 million bail. $90 million, some sort of bail that he had to have. Isn't there a constitutional provision against unreasonable bails? So I think we're already in the civil war. You've got it. It's coming out more and more that these vaccines have been killing off tens of millions of people around the world. You can track down every last J6er, but nobody's going after the vaccine promoters that are killing people by tens of millions. You can find every last J6er. They arrested a man whose son died in Afghanistan last night. Arrested him, charged him with a misdemeanor. And yet nobody's ever been arrested for Epstein Island. Nobody's been arrested for Epstein Island for visiting it. Okay, they got the two people. They got the two people, and then it's been buried ever since then. Nobody's arresting Hunter Biden. Nobody's arresting, nobody's prosecuting or trying to impeach Joe Biden for the tens of millions of dollars he's made as graft and corruption from many various interests, mainly the Chinese, that everybody knows about. It's not even being investigated, but you can find every last J6er. We're already in a civil war. We're already essentially in a civil war. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in November. I'm not a political guy. My sense is that if the election were actually fair, Trump would win by a landslide. I don't see any other choice in that. Chances are, though, they're going to figure out a way to steal, kill, and destroy and not let that happen. Because if Trump gets in, he's said very clearly, I'm going to clean house, and I hope he does. I hope he cleans house. That mean I agree with everything Trump says or did? Of course not. There's some very particular issues we have a disagreement on. This process is not going to end in 2024. It's not going to end in January of 2025. It's not going to end if Trump wins the election and gets installed and gets his people in power. It's not going to end there. This is just the very, very beginning of a civil conflict. The Antifas and the BLMs of the world, they're not going away. The only reason they went away is because Biden got into the White House, and it was prudent for them to stand down and let Biden destroy the country by being the president and invading our country and promoting all kinds of evil in this country. If by some chance Trump gets in, they're going to be unleashed. And guess who their new recruits are going to be? It's going to be the tens of millions of military-age males that are now in this country illegally. They're illegal aliens. I think Ilhan Omar, a Muslim congressperson, said no person's illegal. And I said, you know what? That's fine. Okay, if that's your opinion, open up your house, bring in all the homeless people in your house, and pay for them and feed them. In fact, they should just break into your house. They should break into your house without your permission. And you can feed them, and you stop complaining. Don't blame anybody else, but you feed them. Let them stay in your bed. Let them stay in your kids' bedrooms. And then come and have a conversation with us about them not being illegal. No, they're trespassers. And they need to be kicked out of your house, Ilhan Omar. And this is my house. This is our house. America's our house. It's not their house. They ought to be kicked out. They are illegal. The other thing I wanted to say about this is we have to get into our minds what a nation is. And a nation is not a group of people living in the same area. And we've seen that from Yugoslavia is a great example of that. You had all kinds of nations living in an area called Yugoslavia. Tito was a dictator that ruled over it, and he could barely keep it together. And when he went, and when the old communist regimes fell, it devolved into civil war. We're trying to build a system that's inherently fragile, that can only be ruled over by a dictator. Not when I say we, I mean the globalists. The globalists are doing everything they can to build fragile empires that require a heavy hand, that require a dictator. That's where they're bringing all these diverse people together. Diversity is a strength. No, it's not. It's a weakness. Diversity is a weakness. Ethnic, religious, and racial diversity in a nation is weakness. It's not strength. And by the way, when they say diversity, they mean whoever's not white. For them, diversity means not white. Nobody's calling for diversity on the NBA basketball teams. They like all the tall, strong, athletic black men that are phenomenal for playing basketball and football. They're not trying to bring diversity, though. This is always an anti-white agenda. Yet most Americans, even white Americans, are still afraid of talking about this. That we have to break through this. Pastors have to break through this. And you're going to have to get over the fact that people are calling you a racist or a white supremacist. You got to get over this. You got to get over this stuff. It's how they control you. It's how they keep you silent. It's how they keep you shut up. And we're trained to believe that we're the problem in the world. If we would just become extinct and go away, the world would be a better place. That's what they teach. That's what I was taught, my PhD program. And the ideas come from the Frankfurt School in the academic world. And you know who those people were? I've talked about that. I don't want to belabor that point. I'll tell you what diversity looks like. Go look at diversity and go look at Haiti today. Go look at the many portions of England today. Go look at many portions of France today. And France used to be a beautiful country. And the more of the non-French they brought in, the more anarchy they have. Same as in England. And people say, well, if you just got rid of all the racist white people, everything would be great. Okay, well, let's go look at Haiti. Go look at Haiti today. Go look at the news about Haiti. It's about to... Haiti's never been a good place. And you got all the white Christian missionary do-gooders that have pumped tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars into Haiti over generations, and it's still a basket case. And you can't blame the white race. You can't blame the white people. They just opened up couple of prisons. There's like 4,000 escaped bad people, and these people are not in jail for misdemeanors if you're in jail in Haiti. They did bad things. They murdered people. They did other unspeakable things to people. And they're you know, you're not going to govern that thing with a light hand. And apparently the American government's trying to bring the Kenyans in to help pacify the situation. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. So much for your diversity is our strength stuff there. And so part of my job here at Blood and Faith, part of my mission, part of my goal is to wake up the church to what a biblical nation is. And if we're trying to build a political entity that is not a biblical nation, you're not going to end up with Christian liberty. You're not going to end up with liberty. You're not going to end up with a society that worships Jesus Christ. And I've said over and over and over again, there is no third path. There's no third path to peace and prosperity. We will either worship Jesus Christ as our monarch, as a nation, as a society, as a nation, or we will worship the Antichrist. And right now, we're worshiping the Antichrist, essentially, with our country. It's essentially what we're doing. Human sacrifice. Now we're going to butcher these children, chop up little children, little boys and little girls, and give them drugs and call Tommy and Susie and vice versa. That's human sacrifice. And there's a great drive to destroy the residual sons and daughters of Christendom in this country and in Europe. It's explicit. We got to get rid of the white people. Why? It goes back to Genesis 3:15. There's hatred between the children of the devil and the children of God. And there's a very open, practiced plan to genocide the white race. Culturally, socially, religiously, and genetically. This is what they're doing. And the lie, and the lie, and the lie. You got to get over these lies. You got to stop saying everything's a conspiracy theory. They talk about it. So what's a nation? And again, this is where I'm going to... if you're trying to roll this back to 1974 or 1984, we're going to fail. What's a biblical nation? And will we be a Christian nation? And who is we? And where do we live? And what is our land? It all goes back to this. Europe becomes Christendom. Satan hates Christendom. Satan's trying to destroy Christendom in every aspect, from the race to the religion, from the blood to the faith. So if we're going to go out and we're going to build a nation that's viable, we have to have who are we as a people? Who are we as a race? Who are we as blood? Who are we as faith? Are we going to be a Christian race of men with our own area and govern ourselves under Jesus Christ with his law? Or we're going to say, no, we're diverse and tolerant. We want a diverse and tolerant society. Of course, it's not tolerant towards Christians. It's not tolerant towards whites. I've lived that. It's not tolerant towards Christ. It's not tolerant towards whites. It's anti-Christ and it's anti-white. And I know it freaks people out when I talk about this. But if I'm not telling the truth, just go ahead and tell me. You know I'm saying the truth. So we're gonna have to wrestle with these things until we realize what the Bible teaches. And we're either going to say we're gonna be a Christian nation, or we will be an Antichrist nation. There's no third path. And the people that need to know this the most are the sons and daughters of Europe. Very clear. They're the ones that need to know this the most. And they've been deceived and lied into thinking that you can have a morally, religiously neutral society. It's just not true. Nothing in history suggests that that's true. All this stuff that we call moral neutrality is really just another religion, a religion of atheism. It's a religion of atheism at the very best. Oh, boy. Hey, there's this story in the Bible about these beasts, these empires, and they're arrogant and they blaspheme. The height of arrogance is to say there is no God. That's the height of arrogance. The height of arrogance is to be a global empire and say there is no God. We are the measure of all things. That's arrogant. This modern Antichrist empire that rules the world, or at least great portions of the world, is arrogant, it's blasphemous, and it's totalitarian. And this these beasts, whether it's from Revelation 13 or Daniel chapter 7, they are jealous for the power, and they want war and more and more and more power. And the only people who can stand up to that, I'm just telling you, are the sons and daughters of Christendom. We're the only people who can stand up to that. Now, they don't want to do it because somebody's going to call them racist. Somebody's going to call them anti-Semitic. Somebody's going to call them intolerant. Somebody's going to call them divisive. Look, we're in a civil war right now. You've got the President of the United States calling half of America basically our the enemies of this country. So don't raise the issue of intolerance and divisiveness with me. Go talk to the commander-in-chief. Go talk to the President of the United States. He's been saying this for years in his different speeches. He says half of America, all these MAGA Republicans, which is about half of America that voted for Trump, are literally the enemies of this nation, enemies of the state, and they are the advancers of evil in the world. How are we not in a civil war now? And then he arrests his political opponents, hundreds of people, 1,000 people, takes the chief of his chief political enemies, got them lined up for 700 years in prison, hundreds of millions of dollars in fines to destroy him economically, mentally, and physically in prison. We're in a war. We're in a civil war now. And the church, it's got its head down between its knees, trying to pretend, trying to pretend none of this is going on. And it's our duty to build Christian nations. Out of Christian nations come Christian people. Out of a Christian people come the sons and daughters of God. This is what evangelism is. This is the Great Commission. It's not asking permission from the devil to hand out a couple tracts. That's not it. It's not our place to sit there and beg for the Antichrist for permission to hand out tracts. Oh, please, can we ever permit to hand out tracts? And you think you've won a great victory if you can hand out a couple tracts in an Antichrist society. No, we're going to take over the society. We're going to build Christian nations. The Ten Commandments will be the law of the land. The first commandment points to Jesus Christ. This is the goal. This is the vision. Don't back down. Don't apologize. Don't stand aside. Don't ask permission. We've been commanded by the monarch. We've been commanded by the king. We've been commanded by Jesus Christ to bring discipline to the nations. Stop apologizing. Stop saying I can't do that because I'm racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, racist. Stop that. Jesus Christ did all these things. He went out and basically tells us there to build Christian nations. Who were his enemies? Who hated Jesus Christ? The Jews hated Jesus Christ. Well, I can't do that or say that because the Jews will hate me. They hated Jesus Christ. Ask for a double portion of that. If they don't hate you, you're doing it wrong. Look, this isn't going to get over in the next 9 or 10 months. Everybody's holding their breath till it gets over. Oh, the election will happen. It'll solve the problems one way or the other. No, it'll just keep going, baby. It'll just keep going. And if the Biden regime it gets back in power one way or the other, the whip's coming down, baby. The whip's coming down. And the church either can join them or it can join the resistance. The church can either join that whore, which the church mostly has, because it's afraid to resist. It's afraid to say no. It's afraid to stand up for Jesus Christ. It's afraid to preach the word of God. It's afraid to quote exactly what Jesus Christ said. It's afraid to teach what Moses taught. It's afraid to advance the Ten Commandments. It's afraid to say what a biblical nation is. It's afraid to stand up for the fifth commandment. It's afraid to stand up for blood. And it's afraid to stand up for faith. The church has become useless. It's become good for nothing except to be tossed down, trampled under the feet of the men. And that's the status of the church today. And that's why our countries are going to hell. That's why all the countries of Christendom are going to hell. Because we've lost faith. Y'all are looking for, you know, the end times. Oh, the Antichrist, this and that. The great falling away has already happened. Past tense. Where are those of us who are willing to stand up and say, you know what, I don't care. I do not care. Win or lose, Christ is king. Win or lose, Jesus Christ is king. Win or lose, we're going to build Christian nations. Win or lose, I love my race. Fifth commandment, my friend, the fifth commandment. I'm not so pummeled into subservience that I'm going to shut my mouth. I've already made a decision that that's not possible. That is not an option for Fritz Berggren. And it shouldn't be an option for any preacher or any Christian anywhere or any European. I know it's easier to submit. It's easier to submit in silence. And this is what the church has done. This is what the white race has done. This is what the Europeans have. Let's submit in silence. If we don't say anything, they won't notice that we're here. If we don't say anything, maybe they'll let us off. If they don't say anything, maybe my life will be a little bit easier. Look at Europe 100 years ago and compare it to today. Is it better or worse off? Look at the United States. Are we better off 50 years from now, or are we better off today? It's men have to stop what they're doing, stop with their silence, and turn around and stand up. And the war is on. The war is on. Oh, you can't say that. That's divisive. Biden arresting a man whose son died in Afghanistan for speaking up in defense of his son. That's divisive. Biden arresting and jailing all the J6ers, that's divisive. Biden promoting an invasion of the United States of America, that's divisive. But the churches won't talk about this. Because they've joined by assent. They've joined by their silence. They've joined the beast by their silence. They've joined by their silence the whore. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.